People think I spend half my life bashing other blokes, shooting and being shot at. It ain't true. I like peace and quiet, and I guard it when I get it, which is a lot of the time, believe me. If you want to know the truth, I spend half my life waiting.
He's going to be late.
He wasn't last, son.
He may not come at all.
He'll come.
This is the worst part, isn't it? The waiting.
You just read that somewhere. It ain't true, Viv.
Well, I think he...
Here he is.
You think so?
Yeah, that's it. Taxi. You can see the light on the roof.
Get the number.
It won't do any good. The driver will be clean, like the last time.
Stand by, Adam. Here he comes.
Body snatch.
Can you see what he's doing?
Yeah. He's collecting the bag.
Looks smaller than last time.
It's a bird.
What?
That's not a fella, it's a bird.
How on earth can you tell? It's so dark.
I can tell.
There he goes. She goes. Shall we follow the taxi, do you think?
Yeah, what's the point? We don't want our bloke killed, do we?
And the taxi driver can tell us where he took his fare. You did get the number.
Yeah.
Seemed a pointless sort of exercise, didn't it?
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
The call had come from Scotland Yard. A cabinet minister had been kidnapped. A ransom demand was through before we even knew the bloke was missing. Just like the last time. Two in 1 month. This time it was Peter Manning, Postmaster General. 20,000 quid in used fivers. Random numbers. No publicity. He didn't seem to mind about the cops, whoever he was. He sent his demand to Scotland Yard.
20,000? It just doesn't make sense.
Not much for a cabinet minister, yeah. Depends on your scale of values, though.
And now he has the money, just where is our Postmaster General?
He'll phone, like the last time.
It's incredible, isn't it, how he trusts us. We could have followed him from the pickup, arrested him there and then.
And the PMG gets a bullet in the head. That was the promise, wasn't it?
Yes. Do you think he'd have done it?
Yeah, I do.
Perhaps he already has.
Not a chance, not this bloke. He's organised. And besides... he hasn't finished yet.
What do you mean?
Simple. If he can...
Excuse me. Spencer Dickens. Who? Oh, yes, Superintendent. Yes, I see. Where? Right, I have that. Yes. Yes, thank you. That was Scotland Yard.
They know where Manning is?
Yes. We'd better go and collect him.
Right. There's a car downstairs.
Just a moment.
What's the matter?
What did you mean just now? They haven't finished yet.
Like I said. Viv, it's dead simple. They, he, she, whoever they are, have nabbed two cabinet ministers and ransomed them back for 20,000 quid each, right?
Of course.
We wonder just now why they are so little. We'd have paid a lot more, wouldn't we?
I don't know about that. Go on.
Well, they did the thing by the book. Armed, not a hair of their heads. For one big reason. They're going to nab another one. A top one this time. And this time, I'm going to ask the old bleating Bank of England.
How do you feel, sir?
Perfectly well, thank you.
They didn't ill-treat you?
Not at all. Quite the contrary, in fact.
Very relieved to hear that.
It won't make the slightest bit of difference, of course. They'll be shown no mercy. They must receive the full rigours of the law.
Oh, quite, sir.
Both of them. The girl as well.
Our soldier.
Yes, sir. Once we get them, of course.
Get them?
Only a matter of time, of course.
You mean they're still at liberty?
Oh, yes. Didn't you know?
Well, I assumed that you'd captured them. Why else did you... how did you know where to find me?
They phoned Scotland Yard half an hour ago.
Scotland Yeah, they phoned the police.
Well, that was the arrangement. When we paid the ransom, they would phone and tell us where to collect you.
The ransom? They must have asked for millions.
20,000 quid. Cheap for a postmaster general.
We thought it wise, sir. They seemed pretty well organized, and we had no reason to doubt that they'd kill you if we reneged.
20,000, you say?
Yes, sir.
Small, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Alters the situation somewhat. Somewhat, yes. Does change the picture. Well, yeah, we must, of course, pursue them with every means at our disposal.
Of course, sir.
Did the papers have a lot to say?
Not a line, sir. We maintained a complete press blackout.
Oh. Well, in that case, perhaps a conference might be called for.
Conference?
Press conference, of course.
I'd have to clear that with my superior, sir. I don't think they're very keen on that sort of thing. Let sleeping dogs lie and all that.
There'll be a trial when you catch them, won't there?
I expect so.
You'll have to come out then.
As I say, sir, I'll submit the idea.
Let me know first thing in the morning, will you?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Postmaster General, sir.
Yes, driver?
Just where would you like to be dropped off?
You sure?
Count yourself if you don't believe me. There you are.
No, I believe you. I believe you. Phew, look at it.
Yep.
20,000 quid. Don't take up much space, do it?
Add it to the other bundle, then you have 40,000 quid.
Yeah, nice.
But not nice enough.
No.
When's it going to be?
We've decided to go through with it.
Well, haven't we?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, there's not much sense in setting this whole business up, taking the chances, risk getting killed for 40,000, is it? Well, with inflation and everything, 40,000 simply isn't enough.
No, it wasn't the way we planned it to stop now. The whole operation is geared to the big one. The big snatch.
So, when's it going to be?
Well, there are two ways of doing it, of course. Go straight in and catch them napping, or wait for it to cool off a bit. Let them lose interest and then do it.
The first way's better.
Why?
Well, it's obvious. We want to know who we are. But we're the same people who took their Postmaster General and their Minister of Natural Resources, don't we? If we wait too long, they'll forget, and that won't be so easy.
Never easy.
No.
So you say, go straight in and do it now?
As soon as we can manage. The sooner the better.
Right.
When?
Well, depends which one we take. Pass me those files, will you?
Really have to watch it a little, you know. That man was a cabinet minister.
Yeah, you said.
Gracious, what you said to him.
Good thing you was too thick to notice then, wasn't it?
You think so?
Yeah. Thick as two short planks.
Oh, that's all right, then. But for heaven's sake, be careful with the clever ones. Now then, just what are we going to do about these people? Scotland Yard are leaving the whole thing to us.
Wait for them to do something silly. That's the easiest way.
We don't know that they will strike again.
Of course they will.
You're so sure?
I've already told your wife. If next time they'll take the top man and ask for a million.
The top man? You mean...
One of the top men. Doesn't matter which one, long as he's high enough and important enough.
Adam, I don't think we can afford to work on that assumption. I think we should follow it up now, catch them now.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be dead easy.
We must at least make an effort.
I don't see why.
Manning wants it. He wants his press conference. Think of all the extra votes it'll mean next election. Kidnap Manning, the courageous Postmaster General.
Is that why he was going on about the press?
Of course it was.
Well, he don't run a country. He can't tell us what to do.
No, he can't. But he's seeing Soper this afternoon.
Soper? Oh, you mean...
I mean the Home Secretary. He can tell us what to do.
I think you're making far too much fuss, Gerald.
I'm making... Now listen, Archie. My life was at stake. I'm one of Her Majesty's ministers and I was kidnapped, abducted at the point of a gun.
Yes, you've told me.
You can't let that sort of thing go on.
It's in the hands of DI-6. Nobody said a word about not catching them.
And what are DI-6 doing about it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, they're your pigeon, aren't they?
Yes, but I don't read their files. I don't supervise their operation.
Then you should. I certainly would.
Yes. Yes, cigar?
No, thanks. Wouldn't mind another drop of sherry, though.
Help yourself.
Oh,
You think I should... Oh, it's blast. Gone out. Think I should keep an eagle eye on the day-to-day files of our most secret organization, do you? Always supposing they let me.
I don't see why it should be left to them. Why not the police? Surely it's a simple police matter. Keep it all above board and in the open. Secret organizations, you know, for spies and defense and...
Cabinet ministers who get into trouble. It's in the national interest, Gerald.
And is it in the national interest to keep the whole thing out of the papers and off the telly? The public have a right to know that armed thugs are threatening their elected government. It isn't funny, Archie.
Yes, it is. It's damn funny. Public have a right to know. Keep that for the campaign speeches, Gerald. I'm a politician, remember. You want the free mileage, don't you?
No. Wouldn't you?
Well, I suppose I would. Wouldn't like to go through a kidnapping to get it, though.
I did.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have a word with the chappie who's handling the case. See how things are going.
Everything is under control, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. I'm sure it is. This your man on the case?
Adam Kane.
Yes, sir. I think I've heard of you. Can't ask for anything better than that.
I'm rather glad you called us over, sir.
Oh, why?
Matter of the next victim.
The next victim?
We have a theory that they'll try again. For higher stakes. The Minister of Natural Resources and the PMG were something of a practice run. And an advertising campaign for them. At least that's Kane's theory.
I see. Yes, that makes sense.
Thank you, sir.
Higher stakes, you say. Just how high?
The very highest. We want you to give a bit of an hand, as it were, sir.
Give you a hand? Doing what, exactly?
Keeping an eye on the Prime Minister. All the while, I thought we were wrong. Well, we couldn't say why. It stood to reason they'd try again, whoever they were. And it was obvious that if they did try, they'd try for the big one. The biggest fish we had outside of Buckingham Palace was the Prime Minister. It was too obvious to be the right answer. But at that stage in the game, I didn't have another one.
So, that's it then.
Yeah, this one. Everything ready?
Yeah, we'll get him tonight.
How?
He goes home from his club at about 9:30, and he takes his Afghan for a walk. That lasts about 20 minutes. Security policeman's with him the whole time.
Even while he's walking his dog?
Yeah, but the dog likes to run, and the security policeman doesn't. See what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Very clever, my love, very clever. Tonight it is, then.
I don't see how they can get near the PM. He's covered tighter than a bank vault as it is.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But who else can it be?
Search me, mate. It'll have to be one of them. And they're all guarded. They've all been warned. We can't watch the lot.
But we can watch the Prime Minister.
Yeah. Lovely job.
What's he doing tonight?
Addressing the fishmongers in Guildhall.
You're joking.
Yeah. He's sitting at home watching telly, I suspect. He hasn't got anything planned.
Where will you be?
Sitting in a bleating motor car outside the door of number 10.
I hope it has a radio.
Of course it does. Probably don't work, though.
There he goes.
Guard for him.
He won't keep the dog on the lead. As soon as he lifts it up, I'm getting up. You keep up with us in the car.
Is he going to the park?
That's what I'm banking on. The car goes to the south gate. It's the darkest one that's always open.
And there goes the dog.
Wish me luck.
Now, that's enough.
Right, old man. This way. To the south gate. Come along.
What's the time? 10:10. Not any studying still on. No alarm from the cop on the door and...
Eagle calling Bulldog.
Blimey. Boy Scouts, is it? Bulldog?
Adam, they've got him.
No, they haven't. I'm here. He's still here.
Not the PM. You were right.
Who did I take him then?
Soper, the Home Secretary.
The call came through from the yard 5 minutes ago. They must have just got him.
Last one we thought of. What happened to his guard?
You may well ask. Soper takes his dog into the park every night. Soper's a keep-fit fanatic, and the dog runs pretty fast. It's an Afghan. The guard weighs over 15 stone.
And he couldn't keep up, yeah. So if that happens every night, why didn't they put another guard on Soper, one that can keep up?
You may well ask. The ways of the special branch are not ours.
So they've got him. How much do they want?
They haven't told us yet. They're phoning again in the morning.
It'll be a lot.
Yes, I'm afraid it will. If we don't get them this time, Adam, then I'm very much afraid they've beaten us.
Who are you? Those masks are quite ridiculous. They won't help you this time.
They've done very well so far, Mr. Soper.
So I'm the big one, then, not the Prime Minister.
Uh-huh. You're it, Mr. Soper.
How much do you want for me?
How much do you think you're worth?
Not much.
Oh, dear. Then we should have kept your colleague, the Postmaster General, shouldn't we? He thought he was worth a fortune.
Yes, he would.
And for your sake, I hope your government thinks a little more of you than you seem to.
How much?
Around £1 million.
Pounds?
Pounds sterling.
They'll never pay it.
They'd better. If they don't, we'll just have to shoot you, Mr. Soper. And I don't really want to do that.
They want £1 million.
I thought so.
The PM doesn't want to pay.
I wonder how he'd feel if he was a victim.
Good thought. But he isn't.
I wouldn't have minded if he'd said thumbs down to that twit of a Postmaster General.
Manning? Yes. Not a very good example, is he? Thought you were a department driver.
Yeah, driver. Driver?
You've thought of something?
Viv, when they phone again, tell them we'll pay. And they must arrange the drop.
What if I can't raise £1 million?
Fill the case with newspaper. It doesn't matter.
They'll kill the Home Secretary.
They'll kill him anyway if we don't pay.
Yes, I see what you mean. You'd better have a good idea, Adam, that's all.
This is as far as I go.
Right. Stop here, driver.
He'll go smoothly. It has to. I don't want to lose him.
Yeah. I've got a bad feeling about this one, Paul.
Ah, relax. It can't go wrong.
Oh, well, I'll be straight back.
I'll be waiting.
Andy?
Yeah?
Whatever happens, well, it's been worth it, hasn't it?
Whatever happens.
Carry on, driver. I'll tell you where to go to.
This terrible feeling. I've been here before.
Not here, but somewhere very like here. They choose their spots well, don't they?
What's the time?
2 minutes to.
They'll be on time.
I expect so.
I haven't dared to ask. Did you get the money?
No.
Then what about that bag?
It's full of the Sunday Telegraph.
Oh, dear. I'd better get it right, then.
You had. Here they come.
Yes, sir. Taxi,
of course. Of course. That's the cleverest part of all. You know that the taxi driver never looks at his fare twice. You think it'll be the girl again, Adam? Adam? Now, where did he get to?
And let's just hope the reverse is true as well. The passenger don't pay too much attention to a taxi driver, either. There she goes. Up to the bag. I'll have about 15 seconds, I guess. Yeah, he doesn't look too happy. He should be. He's just about to get the knot off.
Yeah, what are you...
Sorry, mate. I'll have that cap. No time for the jacket. Out you go into the grass, mate. Bye. Not a moment too soon.
Right, driver. Off you go.
Oh,
You were wrong about your friends, weren't you?
It seems so. I'm very flattered. I'll have to explain the million to the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Just as long as he doesn't have to explain it to the voters.
Are you quite sure you haven't been in politics, young man? You have such a brilliant grasp of the subject.
Do I?
Your methods are rather familiar, too, as a matter of fact.
You can drop me here. What's the fare?
That'll be £1.50.
That's a lot.
You went a long way, lady.
Yes, £2.
I wonder if I should give this back. Nah. She's going fast. Not looking back. A bit too sure of herself, silly girl.
Any trouble?
None. Here it is.
Come on. Take and get clear.
Is he okay?
I'm sick. Happy as Larry. You ready to scarper?
Yeah. I don't think they're far behind us this time.
They're up a gun pole, darling.
All right.
Come on.
Come in.
Back inside, both of you.
Who are you?
A taxi driver, darling. I brought your change.
I don't think they would have killed me. But I'm extremely grateful to you all the same, Mr. Kane.
Oh, think nothing of it, sir.
They were a silly young couple with a rather good idea. They'll live to regret it.
Yes. It's a pity, really. They both had a brilliant future in Parliament, Mr. Kane. Oh, well, Mr. Kane, I should find something to repay you with, shouldn't I?
Oh, well, that's not a bad idea.
We can't accept anything, sir. We're paid to do the job.
Spoil sport.
Well, I wasn't thinking of money, actually. How do you fancy a little trip, Mr. Kane?
Trip?
Yes. The Foreign Secretary is off to the West Indies. Should be a pleasant holiday for someone on his security staff. Maybe he's calling for recommendations.
I'm afraid I can't spare Kane, sir.
Yeah. That's a pity. I was thinking of recommending both of you.
Me too.
It should make a difference, shouldn't it, Spencer Dickens?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.